Good morning and hello, church.
大家早。
I'm excited to return to Charis Chapel after spending most of this past year live streaming from Agape Chapel.
今天我大部分都是从仁爱堂直播信息，所以我很兴奋今天能够回到恩惠堂。
Agape is a special home for our youth ministry.
对我们青少年事工来讲，仁爱堂是一个很特别的家。
It is where our senior high youths meet every Friday, pre-pandemic.
疫情前，高中生每星期五晚上都在那里聚会。
And coming soon, Agape Chapel will be the meeting place, the sacred space where our new junior high worship will be meeting every Sunday morning.
再过几个礼拜，仁爱堂将是每主日早晨我们初中生崇拜的神圣居所。
So I've been praying over Agape, seeking the Lord for what comes next.
所以我一直在为仁爱堂祷告，求神引领。
Before I give the message today, I want to briefly update you what's coming and invite our church to pray for us.
在分享今天的信息之前，我想先跟大家报告一下近况，也邀请您为我们祷告。
In 2 weeks, on September 12th, we are launching the brand new junior high worship.
两个礼拜后，九月十二日，我们将开始全新的初中生主日崇拜。
It is a transitional worship experience, bridging between children's worship and adult worships.
这个崇拜将衔接儿童和成人崇拜。
It is designed to be age-appropriate, active, and high energy.
我们所规划的内容适合初中生的年龄，很生动，很活泼。
The sermons, the praise, the testimonies, the prayer, and the giving will engage and invite our youth to participate, respond, serve, and grow together.
所有的信息、赞美、见证、祷告都将带动这些青少年，并邀请他们一同来参与、回应、侍奉、成长。
And so we're very excited.
我们真的很兴奋。
Please pray that the Lord will do an amazing work in our midst.
请祷告，求神能动惊奇的工。
We so desire for our youth to love the Lord and love being the church.
我们真的渴望我们的青少年能爱主，也能喜爱成为教会的肢体。
Pray for our leaders to train up the next generation to be fluent, passionate, lifelong worshipers.
求神装备我们的童工，使他们能激励我们的下一代，让这些孩子能对信仰充满热情，终身侍奉主。
Please pray for our youth to return to church with renewed joy and hope.
求神更新我们的青少年，让他们满有喜乐与盼望地回到教会。
And we know it will take time to rebuild momentum into our new normal.
我们将会需要一点时间重新启动，回归到新的正常。
So please pray for God's protection as we manage safety and social distance.
所以求神保守，在疫情中能维持安全措施和社交距离。
Although the COVID situation is not yet optimal, I believe the benefits of spiritually re-engaging our kids in person far outweighs the risks.
疫情虽然还是不乐观，但我相信在实体聚会里，我们能与孩子们有当面的属灵交通，这个好处远远大过于其他的风险。
So let's pray together.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we are your children and we are your church.
主啊，我们是你的孩子，你的教会。
Fill us with delight in your presence.
让我们在你面前充满喜乐。
From young to old, give us a heart of worship.
从年少到年老，赐给我们一颗敬拜的心。
To follow hard after you.
能够紧紧地跟随你。
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
耶和华，我的磐石，我的救赎主啊，愿我口中的言语，心里的意念，在你面前蒙悦纳。
May my lips speak not with wise or persuasive words, but be a demonstration of the Spirit's power.
愿我所说的话不是用智慧委婉的言语，乃是用圣灵和大能的明证。
We pray in the holy and righteous name of Jesus.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣圣洁与公义的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Have you ever noticed that God often chooses the unlikely, unqualified people for important assignments?
你有没有发觉神常常拣选我们意想不到、认为没有资格的人来担当重要的事工？
Consider the Apostle Paul.
让我们来看看使徒保罗。
As a young man, he approved of stoning Stephen.
当他年轻的时候，他赞同了斯提凡被石头打死。
He threatened the disciples and persecuted the Christians.
他恐吓主的门徒，逼迫基督徒。
Dragging men and women from their homes into prison.
他进个人的家，拉着男女下监狱。
Paul was not a popular man, not spiritually qualified.
保罗不受欢迎，灵命上看起来也没什么资格。
And he was not exactly the safest guy to hang around.
在他身边混的话，大概也不怎么安全。
You would say that Paul behaved poorly, but God chose to use him.
他的态度真的很差，但神却选择了用他。
The Lord startled him with a blinding light.
神用一道亮光惊吓他。
He knocked him on the ground.
使他扑倒在地。
He blinded him for a few days.
让他瞎了几天。
Then he filled him with the Holy Spirit.
使他被圣灵充满。
And he used him to turn the world upside down for the gospel.
然后使用他将福音启示给这个世界。
God chose Paul to build up the church that he had persecuted.
神拣选保罗来建立他曾经逼迫的教会。
He chose Paul to reveal the mysteries of the gospel and to write most of the New Testament.
他拣选保罗来彰显福音的奥秘，并写新约里许多的书信。
Now, why is this important?
我们为什么要思考这件事呢？
To consider what kind of person that God would choose.
我们为什么要思考神拣选什么样的人呢？
If I can grasp how God chooses people, I would do everything possible to become one of those people that God would choose.
因为我如果能了解神如何拣选人，我就会尽我所有的来成为神会拣选的那种人。
Oh Lord, pick me, pick me.
主啊，选我，选我。
Don't pass me by. Please choose to use me.
不要跳过我，求你选择用我。
Not because I am any good or that I have gifts, but just because of His grace.
不是因为我有多好，或我有什么恩赐，而是因为你的恩典。
How God chooses people reveals who God is, His character and His will.
神如何拣选人，就显现出他是谁。他的性格与他的旨意。
God took Paul from a place of disgrace to a display of amazing grace.
神将保罗从他充满可耻的境况拉出来，用他彰显神奇妙的恩典。
From disgrace to amazing grace.
从羞耻到奇异恩典。
God took a lost cause, a destructive man, a pitiful disgrace.
神把一个无可救药的人，一个充满暴力的人，一个很糟糕的羞耻
，and transformed him into a new creation by the power of God.
靠着神的大能，把他转变为一个新造的人。
Now that's amazing grace.
那就是奇异恩典。
That's the gospel.
那就是福音。
From saint to sinner to saint.
从罪人到圣徒。
From lost to found.
从迷失的到被寻回。
From useless to useful.
从没用的到有用的。
And that's what the cross of Jesus has accomplished.
那就是主耶稣基督的十字架所成就的。
Now notice who God did not choose for this assignment.
请注意神没有拣选谁来做这个事工。
He did not choose someone with a spotless reputation.
他没有选一位名誉上毫无瑕疵的。
Or with good behavior.
态度良好的人。
Someone among the high priests, the pious leaders, or the success stories.
他没有从祭司、宗教领袖中，或者所谓成功的人当中拣选。
But he chose Paul, who was someone of a hot mess and didn't quite have his act together.
他选择了保罗，一个乱糟糟的烫手山芋。
And that should give us great hope.
所以那就给我们盼望。
When we choose up sides for a game or fantasy football draft, we try to identify the best available players.
我们在玩游戏或者选梦幻足球队友的时候，我们会找最好的玩家或球员。
We naturally avoid those who fail to produce.
我们很理所当然的会避开那些常常失败的人。
Who don't play smart.
或者不擅长玩游戏的人。
Who have some injury or lack endurance.
或者是有受过伤的或者没有耐力的人。
This describes our human tendency, but God often chooses people differently.
这是人之常情，但神的拣选不一样。
Human wisdom tells us to choose the strongest and the best, but God chose to use the foolish, the weak, the lowly and despised, and the nobodies.
人的智慧教我们选最强最好的，但神拣选了愚拙的、软弱的、卑贱的、被厌恶的、无名之辈。
We have been living through a period of history where people rely on human wisdom rather than divine guidance.
在人类的历史里，人总是依靠自己的智慧，而不是神的引领。
Where the strong dominate and oppress the weak.
强势的人称霸，压迫弱势的人。
Where those born with wisdom, power, and privilege have mostly led the way to where we are today.
而那些从古至今的领袖，大多数都是生下来就拥有聪明、权力、特权的人。
The strongest, most experienced, and best leaders have all taken their turns.
这些所谓最强、最有经验的、最优秀的领袖，都轮流领导过。
And frankly, everyone suffers when they fail in human wisdom.
但他们败在人类的智慧的时候，所有的人都遭殃。
Now, they failed not because they were too smart.
他们会失败并不是因为他们太聪明。
But because they did not consult the Lord.
而是因为他们从来都没有请教过主。
Our fallen world continues to suffer through messy situations, facing crisis after crisis.
这个堕落的世界仍然继续遭受各样的混乱，面对各种的危机与风波。
Lord, have mercy on us.
求神怜悯我们。
But as people of faith, the gospel of Jesus gives us hope.
耶稣的福音给我们信主的人盼望。
It's clear that the people in power do not have all the answers.
很明显，那些有权柄的人并不拥有所有的答案。
We have to look to the Word of God to show us a better way.
我们要依靠神的道，让他指引那更美好的路。
You don't have to have possess wealth, power, status, and beauty to be chosen by God.
我们不需要拥有财物、权势、地位和美貌才会被神拣选。
Being willing to love God and obey God means so much more.
更重要的是要拥有爱心和顺服神的心。
And I sense we are approaching a new season.
我觉得我们正正接近一个新的阶段。
We're a new season where God is preparing unlikely, unexpected men and women to rise up.
神正在预备一些不被看好、意想不到的男女，将兴起他们。
And the nobodies will be chosen for important assignments yet to be done.
他在装备那些无名小卒，他们将被拣选出来，背负这世界重要的事工。
In our church, in our nation, in the world.
或许是为教会，或许是为国家，或许是为这个世界。
And wouldn't it be great if he and she grew up at RCCC?
如果这个人是在若歌教会成长的话，那是一件何等美好的事。
1 Corinthians 1:26, Brothers and sisters, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth.
哥林多前书第一章二十六节说，弟兄们啊，可见你们蒙召的，按着肉体有智慧的不多，有能力的不多，有尊贵的也不多。
Paul knew the Corinthians well.
保罗对哥林多人很熟悉。
Corinth was a major port city and economic center with lots of temples to Greek and Roman gods.
哥林多是一个大港都，一个经济中心，它有很多供奉希腊和罗马神的庙。
And Paul went to this strategic city as a missionary.
保罗以宣教士的身份来到这个主要的城市。
He spent 1.5 years talking to people, persuading Jews and Greeks that Jesus is the Christ.
他花了一年半的时间在这里传讲神的道，说服犹太人和希腊人耶稣就是基督。
And Paul knew that the Greeks revered wisdom.
保罗知道希腊人看重智慧。
And the Romans revered power and influence.
罗马人仰慕能力和权势。
And the Jews valued the birthright.
犹太人重视名分。
So Paul addresses these things with this audience.
所以他的道就针对这个混合的听众。
Acts 18 detailed how some attacked Paul, but others joyfully believed and formed the church.
使徒行传第十八章里记载了有些人攻击保罗，但也有些人兴高采烈地接受了福音。
Then the Corinthian church had some problems.
当哥林多教会遭遇到一些困难的时候，
So Paul wrote this letter to sort out their problems while looking through the lens of the gospel.
保罗就写了书信，透过福音的观点，帮助他们整理解决这些问题。
And their first problem was that they had divisions in the church.
哥林多教会第一个问题就是他们起了纷争，信徒们分派结党。
Where people had formed groupies of their favorite leader.
信徒们就开始分派结党，选择他们喜欢的领袖。
Saying, I follow Paul.
有些说我是属保罗的。
Or, I follow Apollos.
有些说我是属亚波罗的。
Or, I follow Peter.
有些说我是属彼得的。
And this led to the problem of pride.
这就带出了一个骄傲的问题。
And feeling superior above others who followed other leaders.
那些属一派的人会觉得自己比属别派的人更优秀。
If you don't follow that leader, you're dumb.
如果你不跟从这位领袖，你就是个蠢蛋。
If you don't follow this leader, you're stupid.
如果你不跟从这位领袖，那位领袖呢，你就是个笨蛋。
But Paul centers them back to the cross of Jesus.
但保罗使他们转回到耶稣的十字架。
When we give our lives to the same Jesus,
当我们将我们的生命奉献给相同的基督，
we are in the same church, we are on the same team.
我们属于同一个教会，同一个团队。
We serve Christ so that no one can boast.
我们都侍奉基督，所以没有任何人可以自夸。
And Paul reminds them here that when you were called, not many were wise or powerful or of noble birth.
保罗也提醒他们说，当他们蒙召时，按着肉体有智慧的不多，有能力的、有尊贵的也不多。
But it implies that actually some of you actually were wise and powerful and of noble birth.
但这也意味着有些人其实是有智慧、能力、尊贵的。
When God called, some of you were indeed the cream of the crop, the best of the best.
当神呼召时，你们当中有些人确实是人中之龙，人中之凤。
But hey, not all of you were.
但不是所有的人都是如此。
It says, verse 27, But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong.God chose the lowly things of the world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are so that no one may boast before him.
27-29节说，神拣选了世上愚拙的，叫有智慧的人羞愧，又拣选了世上软弱的，叫那强壮的羞愧。神也拣选了世上卑贱的，被人厌恶的，以及那无有的，为要废掉那有的。使一切有血气的在神面前一个也不能自夸。
First, God chose the nobodies.
神先拣选了无名之辈。
God chose deliberately, God chose electively.
神的拣选是经过深思熟虑的，是有选择性的。
He chose the foolish things to shame the wise.
他选择愚拙的人，叫有智慧的人羞愧。
The Greek word for foolish is mora, also translated as dull or stupid.
希腊文愚拙是 mora, 意思就是迟钝、愚笨。
Yes, mora sounds like moron.
愚笨 mora 其实听起来就是很像英文的 moron, 意思就是傻瓜、白痴。
They don't mind looking foolish or crazy to the world to defend their faith and to stand up for their biblical convictions.
这些所谓愚笨的人，为了保卫自己的信仰和圣经里的信念，他们不介意被世界看为愚蠢、疯狂。
They don't mind being a moron for Jesus.
他们不介意为了基督的缘故。
They are not ashamed of Christ.
被看为愚蠢，他们没有为了耶稣觉得羞耻。
They may not be the smartest or have the highest IQ or the stellar SAT scores, yet God loved to choose them to use them.
他们或许不是最聪明的，有最高的 IQ 智商，或者是很出众的 SAT 高考分数，但神还是很爱拣选他们。
The word shame is all too familiar to Chinese Christian church and our families.
华人教会和家庭里大概对羞辱这个词都很熟悉。
We tend to overuse shame, albeit with good intentions, to motivate our children and other people.
我们时常滥用羞辱这方式来激励我们的孩子和其他的人，激发他们的潜能。当然，这是出于好意。
We want them to reach their potential.
我们希望他能够得到他们的目标。
A little tough love has propelled many of us to go the extra mile when we were lagging behind, so it is purposeful.
一点严厉的爱能激发我们加倍努力，所以这种羞辱的方式是可以有意义的。
But there is something called toxic shame.
但有一种是狠毒的羞辱。
Toxic shame in parenting and also in ministry can leave damaging results and brokenness.
当父母教育孩子或在教会的事工里使用狠毒的羞辱方式，这就可能导致一些有破坏性破碎的结果。
With a lifelong message that says, you are no good.
一辈子这个负面的信息都会围绕着你，说你没用。
You are a loser.
你是个失败的。
You can never measure up.
你永远都比不上别人。
It robs the soul from receiving God's profound love and grace.
它会阻挡人的心灵来接受神无比的爱与恩典。
But here, to shame the wise is God taking them down a notch.
在经文里说叫有智慧的羞愧，就是神将他们从高处拉低一截。
Because wisdom tends to puff up our pride.
因为聪明时常使人骄傲。
God simply reminds those who have it together, the wise, the strong, the rich, the gifted, the somebodies.
神只是很简单地提醒那些所谓的人生胜利组，那些聪明的、强壮的、富有的、有天赋的。
He reminds them not to be puffed up, to boast in anything except boast in the Lord.
提醒他们不要吹捧自己，骄傲自大。如果要夸口，就当指着主夸口。
God chose the weak to shame the strong.
神拣选了世上软弱的，叫那强壮的羞愧。
God uses weak people.
神使用软弱的人。
Many of us have handicaps, whether they be emotional, spiritual, financial, or physical handicaps.
我们都有不足的地方，或许是在精神上、灵命上、经济上、肉体上。
And God can still use us for His great works.
但神仍然能够利用我们来做大工。
An athlete who recognizes his weak areas then has a chance to train and improve.
如果一位体育选手知道自己的弱点，那他就有机会锻炼进步。
Weak people know they can't do it alone.
软弱的人知道单单靠自己不是办法。
They desperately have to rely on the Lord's strength and power and then give him the glory.
所以他们会拼命地依靠主的大能，让神得着荣耀。
God chose the lowly. Literally, that word means without kin, without relation.
神拣选了世上卑贱的。卑贱的原文的意思就是完全没有亲属。
They have no relations to powerful people, no relations to royalty, they got no special treatment.
他们跟有权有势的人、跟皇室的人都毫无关系，没有任何的特别待遇。
They are not the high and mighty, they do not come from positions of prominence and influence.
他们不盛气凌人，他们不是来自显赫有势力的位置。
But God chose and used them.
但神依然拣选使用他们。
God chose the despised.
神拣选了被厌恶的。
They are disliked, outcasted, and rejected.
他们不受欢迎，被逐出去，被丢弃。
They don't have the nice clothes, the good homes, or the respected jobs.
他们没有漂亮的衣服，美好的家，或者备受尊敬的工作。
They may come from a shady past or the wrong side of town.
他们或许有见不得人的过去，而且也或许是来自所谓的坏区。
You know, many in the Corinthian church may have been slaves and have been working class invisible people.
其实在哥林多教会里就有可能有很多的奴隶和一些不显眼普通劳动阶级的人。
And they may have felt outcasted and rejected. Despised.
他们自己也或许感觉到被抛弃了，被丢弃了，被唾弃。
And then God chose the not.
然后神也拣选了那无有的。
The literal word here is just a negation word, the not.
无有原文就是一个否定的词。
These are the nobodies, the nothings. They are not recognized, not celebrated, and not even considered for the job.
这些人就是无名之辈，不值一提。他们不被赏赐，不被表扬，甚至不被列入考虑。
But it says that God chose the nobodies to nullify the somebodies for his glory so that no one can boast.
神拣选了这些无名小卒，为要废掉那些有名人士，全都为了神的荣耀，使无人能夸口。
Now, it can be really tough for people outside the box to come inside the box.
要让一个被抛弃在圈外的人进入圈内里面，其实不是一件容易的事。
For a nobody to come into a room of somebody's.
或者让一个无名之辈走进一个充满有名人士的地方，也不容易。
When God brings outsiders in, they may struggle to fit in.
当神引进这些所谓的外人，他们或许会觉得很难适应。
So we who are on the inside must do a better job to not make people feel left out, looked over, or judged.
所以我们这些已经在圈内的人，我们必须做得更好，使这些人不会觉得他们被排除在外，被忽略，被批评。
And I don't know how many times I've had this discussion with teenagers, but they say,You know, it's really exhausting. It's very exhausting to survive in a Christian youth group made up of high-achieving peers with perfect families.
其实有很多的孩子都跟我说过，在一个青少年的基督徒团契里面，许多的孩子都是生长在看起来完美家里，而且他们都是优等生。在这个环境里面，这些孩子们都会觉得精疲力竭，单单。要在这个团契里面生活。
Because deep down, we all know that we don't always measure up.
因为心底在心里面，他们知道他们不会一直达到那个标准。
And we fear rejection and failure.
而且我们也害怕被抛弃。
The approved role models are smart, well-behaved, obedient, nicely dressed, academically gifted, musically talented.Those who imitate good Christian people.
那些公认的好榜样年轻人都是品学兼优，很听话，穿着端正，有体育细胞，有音乐的才华，信仰就像成人一样成熟。
And if you're none of the above, how do you fit in?
如果以上都不是你，那你将如何融入这个团体呢？
Think of the youths who come from unchurched families, from single-parent homes.
有些少年是来自非基督徒或者是单亲的家庭。
When we have family events, how do they fit in?
当我们举行家庭活动的时候，他们如何融入呢？
You know, some of my best kids have come from broken single-family homes, single-parent homes.
其实我有一些最好的孩子是来自破碎的单亲家庭。
And because they didn't have it all, my heart went out to them.
他们并不拥有一切美好的事物，所以我的心就常常思想他们。
They didn't have the advantage of strong Christian heritage.
他们没有一个坚强的基督徒家庭背景。
They didn't have the academic support.
他们没有学业上的辅导。
Or simply have the daily encouragement at home.
连简单每天在家里的鼓励都没有。
They just desperately needed God's love for Him to love them every day.
他们只迫切的需要神每天来爱他们。
And that was just to survive life.
那只是为了单单的活着。
So praise God, God chose them and He filled them.
所以感谢主，神拣选了他们，充满了他们。
And now they can live for Jesus.
使他们现在是为耶稣而活。
But ironically, some others who had it all, reversely, never had an interest in God.
然而讽刺的是，那些拥有一切的青少年，反而对神完全没兴趣。
And they continue to live for themselves today.
他们只为自己而活。
Secondly, God chose the ordinary.
第二，神拣选了普通的人。
Consider Jesus' disciples.
让我们来看看耶稣的门徒。
Human wisdom would tell us that maybe these ordinary men shouldn't be chosen.
靠人类的智慧的话，这些普通的人可能都不会被拣选。
After all, Peter was probably an uneducated fisherman.
彼得可能只是一个没有受过教育的渔夫。
He was highly emotional, impulsive, and prone to fits of temper.
他很情绪化，很冲动，也很容易发脾气。
And Thomas tended to question and to doubt, and it might create a negative group morale.
多马是一个多疑的人，他很有可能使团队的士气变得消极。
Matthew had seriously unfavorable customer service reviews as a tax collector.
马太是个税吏，他的客户服务评价可能很差吧。
And frankly, he was despised.
老实说，大家可能都很厌恶他。
Now the brothers James and John might have an unhealthy ambition to advance their own personal greatness.
雅各和约翰这两个兄弟可能怀着不良的野心，想要提高自己的名利和权势。
Rather than be committed to the firm, to the organization.
与其说他们是为了这个团队而工作，他们是想提高自己的名利和权势。
But one of the disciples had a really strong business mind.
但有一个门徒有经商的头脑。
He was sharp with finances.
他很会精打细算。
And he was resourceful with influential people.
他也善于和有权有势的人打交道。
And his name was Judas Iscariot.
他的名字就是犹大。
Now Jesus chose 12 ordinary men, uneducated, underqualified disciples, to do extraordinary things.
耶稣拣选了十二个普通的人，这些没受过什么教育，看起来没什么资格的门徒。耶稣选了他们来做非凡的事。
He trained them and he filled them and he made them into quality people.
他装备他们，充满他们，使他们成为出色的人。
There's a saying that goes, God does not call the qualified, but he qualifies the called.
有一句话说，神不呼召出色的人，但他会使蒙召的人出色。
God will enable the ones that he calls.
神会使那些蒙召的人有能力有力量。
So that he demonstrates his power through their weakness.
让他的大能彰显在这些人的软弱上。
Many years ago, I had an opportunity to take a mission team into a new field.
多年之前我曾经带过一个短宣队。
And I had to recruit a short-term mission team.
然后我要找团员。
Naturally, I should pick the best, the most qualified.
当然，我就要选择最好的、最有资格的。
But I had no idea what I was doing, so I picked people that were fun.
但当时我也不太清楚我自己在做什么，所以我就选择我看起来最有趣的人。
There was a young man named Peter who was very funny.
有一个年轻人叫彼得，他很幽默。
And he can dress up like a clown. So I thought he was perfect.
他有时候会把自己穿得像一个小丑，所以我就觉得，这个人是个好的。
But he was so sure. He said, "I am unqualified."
但他跟我说，我一点资格都没有。
I've never gone to college.
我没有上过大学。
I'm only a bike mechanic by trade.
我只是一个专门修脚踏车的人。
So I said, "Perfect."
我就说好啊，很好。
And he joined our team.
所以他就参加了我们的团队。
So when we went into this Indian reservation,
所以当我们到这个印第安的区域的时候，
the first kid that our van met up with along the road was Justin.
我们车子所遇到的第一个孩子的名字叫做 Justin.
I think he was about 9 years old and he was riding his bike.
那个小孩子大概九岁，而且那个时候他就正在骑着脚踏车。
Then suddenly his chain broke.
然后突然间他的脚踏车的链条就断了。
And he was incapacitated.
然后他就脚踏车就不动了。
So we all looked at Peter and goes, "You're up, man."
所以我们所有的人就看着彼得说，是你的机会了。
The door flew open. He went out and he fixed his bike.
车门一开，彼得跳出去就把他的单车修好了。
We found out later that this boy was the roughest kid in the whole reservation.
我们之后才知道，这个 Justin 是整个 区里面公认的坏孩子。
In fact, he did not thank Peter for fixing his bike. He kicked him in his shins.
其实当天彼得修完他的脚踏车以后，他没有感谢彼得，而是踢了他一脚。
But every day, Justin came to our program to hear about Jesus.
但每天这个孩子都有来参加我们的布道，来听有关于耶稣的。
So, using ordinary people, God does extraordinary things.
所以神使用了普通的人来做非凡的事。
Thirdly, I know I'm a huge believer that God chooses the young.
我非常相信神拣选年轻人。
The Bible is filled with examples of youths who God used in incredible ways.
圣经里充满了许多有关年轻人被神用在惊奇的事上的例子。
And the church needs more faithful young men and women to respond to the ministry and his call.
而教会也需要更多虔诚的年轻男女来回应神的呼召。
Now these examples were young.
这些例子他们都很年轻。
They were called, they were both appointed and anointed.
他们蒙召受神的托付与恩膏。
And then they trusted God to do great things.
然后他们相信神会做伟大的事。
And mostly they were faithful in a lifetime of service.
最重要的，他们一生都忠心地侍奉神。
So consider Jeremiah.
让我们来看看耶利米。
Jeremiah was perhaps 17 years old when God called him to minister to Judah.
神呼召耶利米传达信息给犹大国的时候，他大概才17岁。
God told Jeremiah that he was appointed from birth to be a prophet.
耶稣告诉神告诉耶稣耶利米说，他尚未出生时就已经被分别为圣，差派为一位先知。
But Jeremiah was terrified with this immense task.
但耶利米面对这个极重的事工充满了恐惧。
He said, "I do not know how to speak, for I am too young."
他说我不知道怎样说，因为我是年幼的。
I'm so inexperienced.
我完全没有经验。
But the Lord encouraged him, Jeremiah, and promised that he would give him the words to speak and protect him from harm.
但神鼓励耶利米，并向他保证说他会吩咐耶利米所要说的话，而且会保护他。
Let's consider Samuel.
让我们来看看撒母耳。
The boy Samuel was ministering to the Lord under Eli, and God called him by name, perhaps around age 12.
童子撒母耳在以利面前侍奉耶和华，在他大概十二岁的时候，神就呼唤他的名字。
He heard his name called Samuel, Samuel.
他听到一个声音呼唤他的名字，撒母耳，撒母耳。
And as Samuel grew, the Lord was with him and established Samuel as a prophet and great leader for his people.
撒母耳长大后，神耶和华与他同在，并立他为先知。使他在以色列人当中成为一个伟大的领袖。
Because Samuel had learned to recognize the voice of the Lord and listen to him diligently.
因为撒母耳认得神的声音，并专心聆听神的指示。
Then consider King David.
让我们再来看看大卫。
The Lord sent Samuel to find the Lord's anointed to be the next king among Jesse's sons.
耶和华差遣撒母耳去耶西家寻找下一位神预定作王的受膏者。
And Jesse considered all his sons. One by one, he paraded his son before Samuel.
耶西便将他的儿子们叫来，一个个从撒母耳面前经过。
Each time the Lord said, "Nope, he's not the one. Nope, he's not the one. Nope, this one is not the one either."
嗯，每次神每次都说。嗯，不是他，嗯，也不是他，这个也不是。
And after seven sons, Samuel said to Jesse, "Are all your sons here?"
耶西的七个儿子都在撒母耳面前经过后，撒母耳就对耶西说：“你的儿子都在这里吗？”
You see, Jesse did not even consider his youngest, David.
其实耶西从来就没有考虑过他的老幺大卫。
He said, "Well, there remains my teenager, but he's out tending the sheep."
他回答说，其实还有一个小的青少年，他现在正在放羊。
And bringing David before them, the Lord confirmed, "Arise, anoint him. This is the one."
当大卫被带到他们的面前时， 耶和华就说：“这就是他，你起来膏他。”
And the Bible says that Samuel anointed him with oil, and the Spirit of the Lord rushed down upon David.
撒母耳就用膏油膏了他，耶和华的灵就大大的感动大卫。
At age 17, although the grown men were terrified to fight the 9-foot-tall Philistine champion Goliath, David had no fear.
大卫17岁的时候，众人都惧怕与9英尺高的非利士战士歌利亚打斗，但大卫不怕。He
volunteered to King Saul, "Pick me, pick me."
他自告奋勇来到扫罗王面前说：“选我，选我。”So
after refusing the king's armor, he faced Goliath using only his bare hands, a slingshot, and 5 smooth stones.
他拒绝了王的战衣盔甲，只凭着自己的双手，甩石的机弦和5块光滑的石子来到哥利亚面前。David
knows he's not the warrior. He knows that God can do it.
大卫知道，其实不是他在打仗，是神在那里。
With a single stone, he was able to knock down the giant to the ground, take Goliath's own sword, and cut off his head.
他只用一个石头就将这个巨人扑倒在地，然后拿起哥利亚的刀杀死他，割了他的头。There
were times that David had failed when he took his eyes away from the Lord and relied on his own wisdom and desire.
大卫的生命中，有时因着依靠自己的聪明而跌倒。
But God still used him to play an extraordinary role.
但神还是使用他，让他担任了非凡的角色。Now
consider Mary, the mother of Jesus.
让我们来看看耶稣的母亲玛利亚。Mary
was perhaps only 14 years old when the angel Gabriel came to her to announce that she would give birth as a virgin to the Son of God.
当玛利亚大概14岁的时候， 天使加百列就显现在他面前，对这个童女说，她会怀孕生子，而这个孩子就是神的儿子。She
was chosen for a task that she definitely would not have volunteered for.
这肯定不是出于她自己的意愿，但她就这样被神拣选了。And
although she was terrified, she trusted God and complied to the angel.
她很惊慌，但她信靠神。
There are other examples of those who are young, chosen by God.
我们还有许多其他青少年时就被神拣选的例子。Joshua
was Moses' assistant since his youth.
约书亚年幼时就已经是摩西的帮手。Daniel
and his 3 friends were teens when they resolved not to defile themselves with royal food and wine.
但以理和他3个朋友才十几岁的时候，就立志不以王的膳和王所饮的酒玷污自己。And
that led to a lifetime of not bowing down to foreign gods and living with courageous faith.
以至于他们终身都没有膜拜异教的神，勇敢地用生命彰显他们的信仰。And
then there was the young boy who had 5 barley loaves and 2 sardines that Jesus used that the food to feed 5,000 men plus women and children.
耶稣用了一个孩童，一个带着5个大麦饼和2条鱼的孩童，喂饱5000个男人，加上妇女和孩子。This
young boy sacrificed his lunch and gave all that he had to Jesus, who then displayed the multiplying power of God.
这个孩童牺牲了他自己的午餐，将他所有的一切交给耶稣。
There are examples of young people being used in Christian history.
基督教历史里也有许多年轻人就被神使用的例子。Jonathan
Edwards, by the age 13, had mastered Latin, Greek, and Hebrew.
乔纳森·爱德华兹13岁的时候就已经精通拉丁文、希腊文与希伯来文。
And by age 19, made his famous resolution to live and think only what was to the glory of God.
他才19岁的时候就已经立志用他的生命与思想来荣耀神。Charles
Spurgeon became a pastor at the age of 16.
斯布珍16岁就成为牧师。And
by the age of 20, he was the pastor of the largest church in England.
20岁的时候就已经是在英国最大的教会牧会。
Evan Roberts began praying for the nation of Wales at age 13.
伊凡罗伯斯 13岁的时候开始为威尔斯地区祷告。
For God to give them 100,000 souls.
他求神给他们10万个灵魂。
And God answered that prayer in 1904 in the Welsh Revival.
1904年神也回应他, 在威尔斯大复兴中一年内共有10万人悔改得救。
A man named Vance Havner was born to preach.
赫凡斯是个天生的布道家。
Coming from North Carolina, he was called as a boy, licensed at age 12, and ordained at age 15.
他成长于北卡罗来纳州, 少年时就被呼召, 12岁获准讲道, 15岁正式按立为牧师。
And then he preached for 80 years before he went home.
他的传道生涯长达80年。
Billy Graham was age 19 when he first spoke his first evangelistic meeting.
格培里19岁的时候第一次在布道会中传讲神的道。
Since then, he preached the gospel to over 90 million people in hundreds of countries.
从此以后,他将福音广传于许多的国家,有9000多万人听到这个道。
So, who will be next?
所以谁将会是下一个人呢?
Who will be the next David, Jeremiah, or Samuel?
谁将会是下一个大卫,耶利米,撒母耳?
Who will be the next Jonathan Edwards, Spurgeon, or Billy Graham?
谁将会是下一个爱德华兹,斯布珍,格培里?
Shall we raise up a new generation of children and young people to have faith like them?
我们是否愿意培养新一代的孩子与年轻人,使他们也拥有这些圣经历史人物中的信仰呢?
God had indeed chosen unlikely people.
神确实拣选了意想不到的人。
He intentionally chooses and includes the nobodies.
他很刻意了选了无名之辈。
The foolish, the weak, neither loved nor known.
愚拙的、软弱的、不被爱的。
He takes the ordinary to become extraordinary. He anoints and appoints the young and inexperienced to do things in God's power and wisdom. If you are here today and you feel inadequate, weak, ungifted, unpopular, or just a nobody, have hope.
如果你今天在这里觉得自己不足够、软弱、无恩赐、不受欢迎，或只是个无名小卒，请你要持守你的盼望。You
are loved and you belong here.
你是被爱的，你属于这里。God
may be choosing you for his greater purpose soon.
神或许在即将的未来、不久的未来，将选你来成就他的旨意。
He wants you to know the Lord Jesus and be filled with the Holy Spirit.
他要你认识主耶稣,要让你被圣灵充满,
so that your life and your testimony will become a demonstration of the Spirit's power.
使你的生命与见证都能彰显出圣灵的大能。
Please pray with me.
请与我一起祷告。
Gracious Father, please hear my prayer.
满有恩慈的天父,请聆听我的祷告。
I confess that I am weak and I am low.
我承认我是软弱卑微的。
I am nobody special.
我不是算什么特别的人物。
Please choose me.
但求你拣选我。
To be a fool for Jesus.
让我为基督的缘故算是愚拙的。
And lead others to do the same.
并引领其他的人做相同的事。
I have followed you since I was a youth.
我自少年时代就跟随你。
And you have been faithful every day of my life.
在我生命的每时每刻,你都信实。
Lord, a new season is coming.
主啊,这个世代即将进入一个新的阶段。
Raise up a chosen generation.
求你兴起一个被拣选的世代。
Rather than puffing up human pride and self-dependency,
与其看人骄傲夸口,自立自强。
Let it be a generation who exalts Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
求你使这世代只高举耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。
We need your help.
我们需要你的帮助。
We can accomplish nothing apart from you.
在你之外，我们什么都不能成就。
We pray in the wise and powerful name of Jesus.
我们奉耶稣有智慧与权柄的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.